Check, checkity check, 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 checkity check, checkity check, check, check.
Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. How's it going? How are you today? That's good.
What? What's that about?
I just wanted to say something before you said something.
Oh, because I usually say that to you. Like, oh, how's it going, Rochelle? What's new? What's going on? Well, we live with each other. We're married. I'm pretty sure we got a good idea of what's been going on in our lives. If not...
No, I have a surprise for you.
What?
I won the lottery.
You did not.
I just didn't tell you.
You did not win the lottery. Stop lying.
That'd be awesome, hey?
What, like another $2 ticket? Yay! On your scratch and win? You got that? Got that all worked out?
Yeah, I would probably have to buy those in order to actually win. But
that is the way it works, Rochelle. You can't win.
If I did win, I don't know. I don't know if I would tell anybody else. I would tell you, maybe.
Like if you won the big money?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
I wouldn't want to tell everybody else.
Because next thing you know, well, hey, Rochelle, how's it going? Hey,
I want to be your best friend. Can you buy me stuff? Thank you.
That would be awkward. Like, let's say, for instance, one of our friends won the lottery. You know, you basically have to act, you know, business as usual, because anything other than that, they think that something was up and that you wanted something from them.
Yeah. Like, it might even be better just to be like, you know what? We're going to take this money and we're going to move somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who we are.
Where would you move?
Nova Scotia.
There you go.
Or else, if possible, to go out of the country, I would move to Holland.
We could do that.
And open up a weed store. A coffee shop.
Oh, a coffee shop. What would you call this coffee shop, Rochelle? Rochelle's
Fun friend. Times.
There we go. Fun times, you know.
Times are fun. For the fun times.
Speaking of fun, we had a very fun time last week about this time in the afternoon.
What would you name the coffee shop?
Coffee and stuff.
Bob Marley lives here?
No. No.
There's a lot of Bob Marley stuff.
I would imagine. Anyway, speaking of fun times, about this time last week, in fact, we were having a great time as we were watching the Eurovision Song Contest finals.
Sweet, I have another good name for the coffee shop. Fatty.
I thought we were done with that.
That'd be good, right? Because you smoke a fatty.
Okay, I'm trying to parlay this conversation.
I know, sorry. I just started thinking about, I like coming up with names for businesses that will never happen.
I'll tell you when to think, Rochelle. And now's not the time.
I'll tell you when to think and when not to think and when to talk and when not to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm the man in the relationship, right?
Well, biologically.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Means, yeah, sure, I have a dick, but that's just a thing, right?
Well, now you're just totally belittling yourself.
I know.
But if you would like to do that, go for it. Because it's funny.
That's what I do. I talk down to myself. Last week, we were celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest finals, in fact. Last Saturday.
That was fun.
May 18th, we had a group of people over enjoying the festivities.
Swedish sandwich cake.
Oh, yeah. Tell people about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, we always do a buffet for the Eurovision. So our friends are welcome to bring different treats from different countries. And we had a pretty good turnout this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think not too many people were able to come, unfortunately, because it was on a long weekend for us. And, of course, you know, the weather's starting to get nicer. Everybody wants to get out of town, go camping, go on road trips, all that kind of stuff.
That is bullshit, because every weekend of the year, there's only one Eurovision in a year. So people,
get
your fucking priorities straight. I'm just saying.
Eric, come on. There's not a long weekend every weekend.
Yeah, like every month there's at least one long weekend.
Really?
Well, most months.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay. Canada Day's next long weekend.
But there's not a long weekend every single month.
There should be.
Well, that's different than saying that there is.
See what I'm doing? I'm derailing you. How do you like that?
You're being stupid. That's what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm being stupid. I'm the stupid one.
No, you're getting mad at your friends for leaving and going out of town.
Yeah.
Because of Eurovision.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You're such a dick.
You're missing the world's greatest.
Anyway, okay, whatever. That totally point not relevant. Anyway, so we had a good turnout considering that it was long weekend. Mm-hmm. And our European buffet was pretty awesome. We had, that stroop. It's like a Dutch cookie paste. It's like peanut butter, but yeah. It's actually mushed up cookies. It's the most amazing thing in the whole entire world. I think I might go finish the jar after we're done. because I just eat it straight out of the jar because it's cookies, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that stuff. That was great.
Yeah, I'm glad. I love it that you forget about stuff that's in our cupboard because then it's just more for me.
It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot that we had cream cheese until Rochelle finished.
You didn't even know that we had it.
Well, it didn't occur to me.
Because you don't look in the fridge. You just look for what you're looking for. And then everything else, you're like, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. That's how your brain works. You go, da-da-da-da-da.
Pretty much.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yep.
What else do we have for the buffet? We had a friend of ours came up with a really good idea to make the Dutch flag out of fruit, so blueberries, and then there was a layer of yogurt, and then a layer of raspberries. That was the Dutch flag dessert. Okay, you didn't catch that?
You know me.
Duh, it's food.
It's just food. I'm like, oh. I totally did
not. We had some licorice candies, and then I went to IKEA, bought a bunch of like Swedish food. We had Swedish meatballs with the Swedish sauce. And then, of course, the most spectacular thing was my Swedish sandwich cake, which if you have not heard of sandwich cake, you need to Google it because it is it's pretty epic. And I don't know about, like, it's definitely not good for your arteries.
One slice was enough, let me tell you. This thing was ridiculous. First of all,
and I followed the recipe. Oh, next time I will not follow the recipe because I think I used half a jar of mayonnaise and half a thing of the cottage or the cream cheese mixed with half a thing of yogurt for the icing.
It was
of the cake, and
it was something else. It was very rich, to say the least.
Yes, very rich, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
So and we have
it's good party food. Google it, Swedish sandwich.
Yep, it's good. I don't know what was wrong with Swedish people, but they came up with that crazy recipe. So we have a winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. After all the semifinals, after all this songs coming out, there can only be one. And the winner is, and I'm Will Brunner.
Just like that guy that lives forever. There could only be one.
Yeah, exactly. The Highlander. Like the Highlander, there can only be one per year. I guess it doesn't work.
Add the per year part.
And, you know, after all the songs we played, after all that, after all the semifinals.
And it wasn't one that either of us
really liked all that much. It was okay.
We didn't hate it. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. It's not. Yeah.
All right. So here's our winner. I'm going to ruin it for you. If you haven't read the news, it's a week old. Duh. So our winner is Denmark, a singer called Emily DeForest and a song called Only Teardrops. This is her performance from the finals, which were last week. So let's have a listen to this.
We have to fight. How many times do we get it right between us? Oh.
So that's it. After about 6 months of us talking about it, after all that, this is it. This is what Europe chose as their best song this year.
And it was crazy because while they were doing all the votes and from getting all the votes in from all the countries, they said, you know what? It doesn't even matter if all the other votes come in or not, or the other votes don't even matter anymore because she was winning so far ahead. What she like won by a landslide. Is that what you think?
Basically, yeah. It's weird that it's weird this year because the way the show works is they have the performers and then they have a little sort of halftime show and then they tabulate the votes. And I think about there's like four presenters left. They had already called it because at that point she was so far ahead that even had these presenters given the second place person in second place maximum votes, it wouldn't have mattered, so.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Only teardrops. How many times?
Okay, that's it. It's a good song. Like, I don't hate it. I don't mind it.
I don't hate it. There's just other songs I like better.
I think the best remark that one of our friends who was watching Eurovision, I think it was her first time watching Eurovision. She saw like the piccolo flute player guy or whatever. And she was like, I bet you he never, ever thought that while he was practicing that as a kid or as a teenager or whatever, that he would be front and center in Eurovision and people would be cheering him on while playing his little piccolo.
His stupid little thing.
I didn't say it was stupid. It's just not something that you think of. You know, well, all of his friends are out practicing, like, electric guitar. He's playing his piccolo. Yeah, like, it's not
you keep
something
on playing your stupid little flute, dummy.
Anyway, good Eurovision. It was fun. It was really fun. It was fun following the Instagram. Everybody was, like, hashtagging Eurovision, so you could see all these pictures of other people's Eurovision parties. And people go, oh, I was pretty proud that I actually made some flags this year from all the different countries.
Yeah.
So we had that picture on Instagram of all the flags in our house. And I think we put a picture of the Swedish cake as well.
Yeah.
Sandwich cake really on there. Good.
So that's that. That's it for another 6 months. So.
And I don't know if there's a way to maybe just go on YouTube and just watch the halftime show that Sweden put on because
there is.
It was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, there's a clip.
Do you think like the little?
There is. I've seen that clip of just that little performance.
What's it called?
Halftime performance, dance and song and dance.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. I mean, there's like people dressed up in meatballs. There's a girl sitting in a martini glass in milk. It's so bizarre, but so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Speaking of a shitty song contest, no, not saying that Eurovision is shitty. I'm talking about American Idol being shitty.
Oh, that one's so awful to watch. It's just we're just going to talk for a couple minutes. Okay, commercial break.
Yeah, talk about how not to run a song contest. Well, it's not even really a song contest. It's a fucking karaoke show, basically. They don't sing original material. Who's the best singer of singing other people's songs, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so anyway, speaking of this shitty song.
Well, and nobody actually really judges properly. Like, judging doesn't mean throwing out a whole bunch of compliments. Judging actually means critiquing what they're doing. And critiquing is, you know, saying some good stuff, but also saying some bad stuff. Because how are they going to improve or think that they, you know, like, I hate that. The way that they...
But that we don't
judge it.
Yeah, they weed out all the bullshit at the beginning, and then
The only person that's interesting is Simon Cowell because is this the one that he does the stuff.
He used to be on that show. Now he's on X Factor, which is basically the same show, but on like a.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. I can't stand watching those shows. Too many commercials.
I don't even know who's on that show anymore.
It's like you're just watching commercials.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we'll sing, we'll talk about a song and commercial. We'll get back to it, sing a song and commercial. It's like, really?
Well, nobody makes it after those shows anyway. There's been maybe, what, two people out
Kelly,
of
every Kelly Clarkson single. Made it, and yeah, I think
that's it.
That's it. So American Idol is how not to do a show about music. Eurovision, if you come into Eurovision not knowing anything, you can watch the show and have it all wrapped up nice in a neat, tidy bow. In about 3 hours' time. Yeah, so there you go. American Idol, that'll take you like 3 seasons. A couple in New York, Pennsylvania, have been arrested for stabbing each other during an altercation over Fox Network TV karaoke contest American Idol.
They do call it a karaoke contest?
Well, in this article, it is. Let's be real about it.
Yeah.
According to police, 48-year-old Karen Harrelson and 57-year-old Gregory Stambaugh were drinking and watching American Idol at his home. They then began to argue over which contestant should win the competition, Candace Glover or Cree Harrison. I don't know who these people are because I don't give a shit about American Idol. York police, which, and nobody does either, which is why the ratings for the show are in the tank this season. So Candace Glover or Cree Harrison, good luck to you. Anyways, police believe that one of them grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed the other, prompting the person stabbed to grab the knife and stab back. This is over a TV show. It's not clear which of the two stabbed the other first. Also not clear is which of the two was arguing for Candace Glover, who ended up winning the American Idol the following day. All right, good for you, Candace Glover. Stambaugh, that's the man, stated to police that his girlfriend had retrieved the knife first, stabbed him, and then ran off. He recalled that he then followed her and wrestled the knife away. Harrelson maintains that she retrieved the knife to cut a slice of cake. When he attacked her, cut her with a different knife, she alleges that she then stabbed him with her knife before dialing 911.
So did they stab each other first and then cut the cake, or cut the cake first and then stab each other?
I'm guessing that they had cake first, you know, sitting down, enjoying the show, having some cake. It's like, hey, I think so-and-so's going to win. No, I think so-and-so's going to win. Stab! Stab!
I don't see how that's something to stab someone about.
Apparently so. You get worked up. People in the UK get so worked up over their soccer team. Yes, soccer, not football.
No, it's called football there.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, they will riot and like destroy things and
yeah, but that's different.
Well, because I'm just trying to, because
those teams are standing for the countries, and people get very patriotic, and they feel a part of that team because yeah, it's their country. Whereas American Idol is a person, and the person does not, like, how can you feel connected, so connected with that person?
You've been following their journey throughout the whole season up until that point.
It's one season, though. It's not like you've lived in the country for, like, your whole life. And
you gotta stand for something, Rochelle. If you're not standing for your crappy singer in American Idol, what are you standing for? You stand for nothing. You don't have anything to
That's weird.
That's weird. Well, you know what's weird?
I mean, I'm not justifying that, the fights that happen with soccer. I think that people take that to the extreme, and I wouldn't do that either. But I can understand that, but I can't understand.
I'm glad that there was no stabbing at the Eurovision party. Do you think people get that worked up over Eurovision? I know,
like, there was that blog that you sent me. Wee blogs or something like that. And they talk about Eurovision, and there was I shouldn't even talk about it because I can't even remember all the facts about it.
Yeah.
But there was some country that was pissed off because this other country didn't give them any votes at all.
Yeah, that story was
so I think
Azerbaijan was well worked up because Russia didn't give them any points. I believe that's the way it worked. And I don't know. People get all worked up about things. But wouldn't it matter in the end anyways? Did they still want to come in second?
Yeah, but I think next year those people in Azerbaijan are going to remember that, and they won't vote for Russia at all. Because I think some of the people they're voting not just for the song, but they're also voting for the country that they like too.
I think that's like part of it, but
political as well.
People say that.
So I think that there's fights.
People say that, but you know, in the end, I think it always works out with the best song, right? Because look at the years of which we've been watching it as a couple.
Whoa, the mic's doing weird shit. It's like shifting from ear to ear.
Oh, your thing?
My headphones.
Okay, we're just going to pause and sort this out.
Ah.
And we're back. Rochelle just fucking around with the cord, pulling on it and wondering why things were sounding all weird. It's like, I don't understand when I pull on this cord, which is attached to this important piece of equipment, why things don't sound right.
Well, I didn't think it would pull out that easily.
Well, anyways, maybe I need another
piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Fucking piece of
what
shit.
What the fuck?
It's not my fault. It's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Anyways, before we pause there, the point I was trying to make is people say that Eurovision is political, and to a certain extent that it is. It is. But if you look at the history of what songs win, it's kind of all over the map, right? Because since we've been watching it as a couple, what is one? Norway? Germany?
Azerbaijan,
Sweden, and now Denmark. So that's kind of a bit all. Well, so it'll work out. You never know. Like Ukraine won in 2004, so it's not like we shut out all the Eastern European countries.
I don't know. I started trying to like watch a few of the ones that won before we started watching it because I had never seen the ones before, and
yeah.
It was kind of interesting. Yeah. Ireland won a lot.
They did. I remember you sent me that text message last week.
I know. Like four times in the 90s.
I know.
And three times in a row.
And then they got in last place this time. Whoops.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
But the songs were good that they submitted, so, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not so good this year.
Yes. Questionable. Let's move on to some other news.
I have a question to ask you.
What is that question, Rochelle?
And I'm thinking about this because of something that I've noticed on TV and with watching the Eurovision things. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, people didn't do anything to their teeth. And now everybody who's on TV and everybody who wants to be popular and famous or whatever, or look like they are, does something to their teeth. They do like the whitening thing, or they do the caps and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, what do you think about that? Would you do that?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
You know what caps are?
Yeah.
What?
They're basically like teeth over, fake teeth over your teeth.
Yeah. But that means that they like sand your teeth down.
To make it work, yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. This is top tier we're talking, Rochelle. This is the professional contest. You got every edge you can get to make you win. Hey, let's do it.
Like it's like that. We've been watching Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. Remember that guy who was like super tanny? He had the fake teeth.
Yeah, it was
kind of the white teeth. Like that looks gross, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that guy looks particularly douchey.
I don't know if I'd do it. Because what happens if like you run out of money and you can't maintain these pearly whites that you got, and they end up falling off, and then all you're left with is like stubby teeth?
Guess that's your problem.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. That would be a big problem.
And I have another question.
Sure.
If you have plastic surgery and you get too close to a fire, like would your face melt?
Now you're just being ridiculous. Hold on. Give me the thing. Give me the thing, Rochelle. Pass me the thing. Here. This is what... Give me...
Is that why Michael Jackson's nose looks like that?
He's got weapons of mass bullshit!
All right, this is what we're talking about here. I have this here. I put this down close to me in case you get out of hand again with your silly questions. Would your face melt? Yeah, it's because you're actually made of plastic. All right. Let's talk about apps. You know, those
why?
Are...
Why?
Well, because this is an interesting story. Bang with Friends, that's the name of an app, debuted in January.
Okay, sorry. Bang or hang?
No, bang with a B.
So people want to bang their friends?
Basically. Bang with Friends debuted in January and quickly took off in popularity. The concept is simple.
Isn't it just like fuck buddies?
Yeah. Users log in with Facebook and select what friends they want to bang. Only friends that have mutually selected each other show up in a down-to-bang queue. The app claims more than 1 million users, even though it's not without its share of controversy. In addition to questions about creepy factor, the anonymity of users has also come into question. Earlier this month, I'm just not talking well today.
Yeah, what language are you speaking?
I'm speaking Swedish.
Earlier this month,
it became possible to find out if some of your friends had signed up for the service on Facebook, a mobile version for iOS.
What if your wife signed up for it?
Oh, what if we both signed up for it and then we decide to bang each other on the thing?
Does that mean we can cyber bang?
No, it just means it means that they want to bang you, and it's a thing. So a mobile version for Apple iOS devices and Android debuted last week. While the Android version is still available, iPhone users are directed to a page which promises that the app will be back soon because Apple has removed it from their App Store because it is inappropriate. I verified, in fact, just before the show started, that it is, in fact, still available for the Android.
And did you select me to bang me?
I didn't even install it.
Then it's not going to happen.
Oh, just like that. Just like that. It's like, well, the only way we can bang...
Unless we're banging each other on Facebook, we're not really supposed to be doing it in real life.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand those things. It seems kind of stupid. You know, because really, like, what? So you just, like, click on things on your mouse and be like, I want to bang that person, I want to bang that person. But then when it comes to seeing them in real life, you're like, hi. Yeah, and like, you don't even say anything.
Yeah, because...
And it's just ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
I swear, people are gonna like. There's gonna be no reproducing in like 20 years time because people won't even know how to say hi to each other, and they'll be so socially inept that they won't even be able to touch each other, and then the world's gonna end.
Or they will touch each other, and then like, dude will just like premature ejaculate because he's like so awkward around women or whatever that he just is like. Just like that. Just like that.
Yeah.
That's, you
know, and then they'll both run away.
It's like, I like technology as much as the next one. But, and this is words of wisdom from Eric, you gotta get out and see people. You gotta talk. It's all about face-to-face, man.
FaceTime,
exactly.
So
FaceTime is more than just a fucking app on your stupid iPad.
Maybe
it's a thing that you do with people.
Maybe it's actually a good thing, though, because then the people who, because there's too many people on the planet. They always say that, right? So the people who are socially inept and not having babies will reduce the amount of people on the planet, and it will reduce emissions and blah, 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 like all that stuff.
All that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All the bad
stuff?
And
then there'll be, like, less people, less waste, less environmental damage, less everything. Well, so maybe it's a good thing.
Well, you solved all the world's problems.
Yeah.
All right. We're done.
Make people sit on the internet, never talk to each other, die in their basements with McDonald's and pop. It's perfect.
Oh.
Such a good plan. The government's got us tricked.
Don't say the word McDonald's to me.
You know what? I'm going to start calling McDonald's like Mick Crapples or something because it makes you crap and it smells the same as when it goes in. It's disgusting, right?
Yeah, that was a thing. I'll get into that another time, but... Oh.
What if McDonald's came out with a perfume and they made ladies smell like hamburgers. What? That would be crazy, hey? You'd want to bang that lady, wouldn't you?
Only if we both installed the app beforehand and we and we both mutually accepted each other as bang hamburger friends. Yeah.
But it would. Like, if a lady walked past you and she smelled like a McDonald's hamburger, you would totally turn your head.
I'd be like,
More so than if she smelled like flowers.
Probably. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I have simple needs. Sometimes you need a McDonald's hamburger, but not that often because it gives you the shits. Let's move on to another subject, shall we? Seeing as we're talking about food. Actually, no.
I want to talk about, I saw this thing on Facebook. Somebody put this thing on Facebook. It's like a video or whatever about malls and what they do in malls to lure people in and keep them there. I didn't even realize this.
And we were just in a mall.
And I totally felt it.
What are some of the things that they do?
So when architects build malls, they build it so the corridor is really boring.
Okay.
And like, so you don't want to stay in the corridor. You want to go into the stores where things are fun.
Bright and colorful.
Yeah. And I noticed it. This corridor is just, it's all tile. It was all brown. There were some sitting areas with some fake plants. But yeah. I mean, it's not very nice, right?
Yeah.
And then they make the entrances really boring and really stale so that you're not stimulated right when you walk in. So you ease into it.
Hmm.
And then then you go into the store and then the stores are all nice and colorful and they're playing good music and there's people there that say hi to you and all that kind of stuff. And, and then there's also no windows.
Very, very few.
Yeah. So that there's no idea how long you've been in the mall for. And there's no clocks. So time is totally irrelevant in a mall. Did you notice that when we were there?
I never noticed that. That's crazy. That's fucked up.
They trick your brain into spending more money.
That's... And we didn't even spend any money when we went to the mall.
No, we did. I bought underwear.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you need gaunch. That's like necessity.
I know. Gaunch and socks. Those are the best things ever to buy. It makes you feel so good.
This is good news.
And shoes.
It's very good news. According to a study funded by the National Confectioners Association, that is the National Association of Candy Makers, a trade group representing the candy, chocolate, and gum industry.
Oh, I was just talking about Willy Wonka's candy.
I know you were. So according to a study funded by them, candy will not make you fat, kill you, or do anything negative. This is a study that they funded.
What?
And so
I like this study. Yeah. I approve.
So here are some of the findings from this particular study.
So, does candy include chocolate bars?
Well, yeah, I would assume because it's the...
So chocolate bars are good for you?
According to the study funded by the National Confectioners Association. And here's what here's some of the findings from the study. The frequency of candy consumption was not associated with the risk of obesity, overweight / obesity, elevated waist circumference, elevated skin fold thickness, blood pressure, low density lipoprotein, I don't know what that is, or high density lipoprotein, cholesterol, triglycerides, or insulin resistance. Well, that's good. I'm going to eat 100 chocolate bars and not gain a pound. It says so. They said so. Here's another finding from that study. Increased frequency of candy consumption among adults in the United States was not associated... What are you doing? Okay.
Nothing.
With objective measures of adiposity or cardiovascular...
What is adiposity?
Fat. And the only reason I know this, and this is really bad, it's...
Because someone called you that?
No, because it was actually associated with an episode of Doctor Who. No, for real.
I don't understand how that... But you don't need to explain. Okay.
People will get it if they watch the show.
Okay.
Or select cardiovascular risk factors despite associated dietary differences. So eat all the candy you want. Eat as much as you want. Have that be the only thing you eat. Because according to this study, You're good. You're totally fine.
How can they say that? How can they say that? That's just...
So, you heard it.
That doesn't make any sense.
You heard it here first. Go crazy with your candy. Yeah, I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait till next time. Well, I guess the next big holiday where they can get like a lot of candy will be Christmas. I guess. I think that's the only one. No, Halloween, pardon me. Is I'm going to stock up for like a year's worth of candy because apparently, according to that study funded by the candy.
Yeah, but Eric, you have no self control. So you will sit here and you will eat all the candy.
Doesn't matter.
For a whole year. And you would probably eat all that candy in like a week.
Doesn't matter. According to that study, I will not get a pound and it will be good for me.
Okay, so when you get bitch tits, can I flick them?
Yeah, sure. But they will not be as a result of candy. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
So what would it be the result of?
Clearly something else. Has nothing to do with candy. Magic. Magic. Magic and fairy dust. Stop flicking your teeth like that.
Not flicking them. I'm just pushing on them. I don't know.
Stop it.
I'm just like chewing on stuff.
Okay. Throw that pen away. It was driving me nuts. Anyways, so
here, I'll just chew on the wire then.
No, that's the thing that makes you hear stuff, right? Speaking of food, this is a lot of people.
I don't want to talk about food because I don't want to. Like I'm trying not to eat lots, and it's so hard because it. Everywhere you go, there's just food everywhere. You turn on the TV and there's food, and then we're driving to the mall and there's like fast food on either side of us, and it's so tempting.
Well, this story is not going to help at all.
I really want to eat bacon.
This story is not going to help at all.
Thank you.
I'm just saying it's not going to help.
Can I punch you in the face?
Whatever it takes.
While many women in their 20s watch what they eat, 23-year-old Tammy Young works tirelessly to put on weight. Tammy from West Hollywood, California is a gainer, and she's actively trying to become as fat as possible.
What one of these?
I weigh myself every morning to see how much I'm going to eat throughout the day, how much I need to take in, making sure I didn't lose any weight.
So I'll just pause this right here because at this point, I guess I'm assuming.
Oh my goodness, that's gonna make me throw up. That is so disgusting.
At this point, her boyfriend, I'm assuming, is has put a funnel with a tube attached to her mouth. I'm guessing she's eating like ice cream or something poured down the tube. You know, because apparently it's hard, right? It's hard to put on all that weight deliberately. Maybe she should.
This is sick. This isn't making me hungry. This is going to make me throw up.
Okay, well, I'll play it until you.
Why would this guy do this to his girlfriend?
They described her as a gainer, which, from my understanding, is part of a fetish, right? She wants to gain as much weight as possible to be sexually desirable. I'm assuming to her boyfriend, right? And we'll see what happens.
Because he wants to fuck her fat rolls.
Yeah. So let's move back.
That's so gross.
I didn't lose any weight. And I weigh myself at night to see the work that I did and be proud of myself.
Oh, sick.
Oh, stomach hurts.
Currently, Tammy weighs 16 and a half stone, but with the help of her boyfriend, Johan, she hopes to more than double her weight.
229.5. It's not so good. Make me 8 waffles, cottage cheese and cream cheese, bacon, chocolate milk, syrup, maybe some donuts, a cookie, a chocolate bar. Yeah, that should be good.
Despite her tenure.
Yeah, that should be good. There we go. 8 waffles, bacon, cottage cheese, cream cheese. What did I miss? Yeah.
How is she not like killing herself?
Well, that's this? You know, she's her goal is to be twice as big as she is right now. So,
so sick.
Gotta work on that.
Ew.
Years. Tammy's obsession with getting bigger has already dramatically altered her appearance.
A long time ago, I used to be very insecure. It was never good enough. I was always fat. Always thought myself as fat until I hit that goal weight about 180 to 200, where I just woke up in the morning and just felt the best I've ever felt in my whole life.
Tammy's eating exploits have gained her an army of admirers, who watch her gorge on fatty foods in videos which she makes and posts online.
Hi, it's Sexy Signature, and today I'm going to be playing with my doughy, big, plump belly. I get a lot of different requests from fans. People have told me that I've done the best videos that they've ever seen.
Okay, Rochelle just kind of lost her shit here. She slapped me for some reason. I don't know.
So gross.
You okay? Hey, but you know, for you might think it's gross for Shell, but for her, it's a living. All right, that's how she makes her money.
She's like, I'm playing with my big doughy belly, and then she like fucking jiggled it. She's like, oh yeah.
You know, but you know the people on the other end of that who are watching are just like, yeah, jiggle that belly.
It's like Santa Claus. Yeah. It's so gross.
Well, there's more. Anyway.
I'm not offending people who are overweight at all by saying this is gross, but this person is purposely putting on the weight, and I don't know. There's a difference, right? There is a difference, isn't there?
There's a difference people come in a variety of different sizes, you know.
Because I'm not really thin. I could totally do this, like, thing, jiggle my belly and all that kind of stuff.
There's a difference between, like, you know, trying to eat a healthy diet and then deliberately trying to eat as much crap as possible to gain weight, which is usually the other way around. But
yeah.
Okay, let's see how this continues.
It's ridiculous.
However, not everyone agrees with Tammy's lifestyle. Her best friend, Samantha, worries for her health.
When Tammy told me she was doing it on purpose, I kind of freaked out and got very upset and scared.
Then again, her friend Samantha does look a bit on the anorexic side of things.
Well, no, she's just, well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Well, she's I guess maybe the hair all over her, but like her sitting next to the girl who's, you know.
Big contrast.
She looks like she gives a shit, right?
Okay.
About like, you know, staying trim.
Okay.
Well, she's tiny. She's a petite girl.
Be here for a long time.
And Tammy's doctor has concerns of his own.
She is causing her life to be shorter. She has taken the risk of dying early.
However, Tammy remains unrepentant.
After seeing the doctor, it's not going to change my goal. I still want to hit 250. I still want to hit 300. I don't feel like I'm sacrificing my youth. I feel like I'm only enhancing my life.
And Tammy has supersized dreams for the future.
My career ambition is to become as popular as possible, and I hope I just continue to make lots and lots of...
That's her goal in life, to be as popular as possible. That's like her career ambition, to be popular.
Wow.
You know,
so she's going to sacrifice like her well-being.
Yeah, this is very...
Because, I mean, I know what it... I mean, okay, like, I didn't sit here and, like, try and gain a bunch of weight, but being pregnant, like, you really... You know, like, things get really hard. Like, putting your shoes on?
Yeah.
That gets really... You don't think about these little things that are actually really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of other stuff that... Okay, breathing when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Breathing is really hard. Like, you can't lay on your back because all the weight pushes on your chest. Mm. Getting in and out of the car is hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many... Yeah. Like, I would never do that to myself on purpose. Being really big and really heavy is really... makes everything really difficult.
I'm sure she makes decent money.
Or, like, when you're in a bar and you're trying to, like, scooch past people. Mm. And you got this huge belly.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Maybe she gets free drinks at the bar.
I don't think she's going out to the bar. I mean...
No, she's too busy working.
Yeah.
...is to become as popular as possible, and I hope I just continue to make lots and lots of money, like I'm doing.
Despite the risks involved, Tammy is determined to make...
It's good to know that she has some, like, very good, like, long-term career goals where she wants to see herself. And, like, you know, in, like, 5 or 10 years, like, I just want to be popular and have money. Yeah, well, so does, like, a 5-year-old, all right? Like, you know, these are like 5-year-old.
You know what? I'm sorry, but when she's 30, she's going to I don't know. Well, maybe not. Maybe she will still like this. I don't know. Yeah. But she's got to get some new clothing because her little shorts that she's wearing right now, like she is, and her little shirt, like she's just bulging out of all of her clothing.
Well, that's, I'm sure that's done on purpose to sort of, to,
attract the people that want to see
kind of exaggerate, you know, how big she is.
233.5.
You go, girl.
Today was a good day.
You gained 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and when he kisses her, he just grabs her belly.
He's getting off on this too. You know, because he's enabling this for sure, for sure. Because he's like, okay. Let's move along to so.
When I was at the swimming pool, mm-hmm. it looked like this guy was just hanging out there.
Yeah,
and he was in the steam room, and then he would just pop into the pool and cool off and stuff like that. But I think what he was doing is, I think he was waiting for the deep water aerobics class to end.
Yeah.
Because the minute that ended, he went and stood by the water fountain and just waited for the ladies to walk past him and just looked at all of them in their bathing suits.
He just went,
yeah.
Well, something.
Because a lot of those ladies are like bigger ladies.
Yeah.
And yeah, you could just see he was drooling. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. Here's a story about some people who are robbing stuff and
robbers
and they accidentally made a call.
The dangers of butt dialing. Two men in Fresno, California were in the middle of a crime spree when they accidentally called 911 and this is what it sounded like.
911, state your emergency.
What's your name? I'm Nate.
Hello.
I just want to smoke weed so bad right now. Get the bulge and give me a hammer just in case.
Instead of hanging up, the smooth operator listened in, realizing he was listening to someone breaking into a car. Well, the suspects talked about how to find drugs.
North Coast, yeah!
Hold back a little bit and search the whole thing. But we'll park far away, you know?
The suspects left the scene of the crime, but did plan on coming back. And as they were driving around, the operator figured out where they were and sent officers to the area.
He's like f***ing behind me, dude. Oh, he's following me, dog. He's following the f*** out of me, bro. Wow, what the f*** did I do?
An officer pulled him over and took items from the car. They broke into, man. Easily busted.
There you go.
Holy shit.
Wow. I guess it happens. I don't know if you've ever...
That
but...
is so dumb.
Yeah. That is
and sick. They're like, what did I do, man? And they're still on the phone?
Yeah. Like, what's going on? They're following me, dude.
So they must have been high while robbing. I mean, it sounded like it.
I'm pretty sure they were.
Yeah. Yeah. Note to all the other robbers out there, smoke up after you do the crime.
Put your...
Because you need to use your brain and stuff.
Put your phone in the front pocket, man. You're not dialing people with your ass. Yeah. Jeez. You robbers.
No, it's not just that. Like, you know.
Also, don't rob and steal people's shit.
Yeah.
You heard it from us.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
If you're going to steal... Oh, no, okay, I won't go there.
Why?
Well, I don't want to give people advice about stealing, but it's not nice to steal from other people when you can steal from, like, big stores and shit that can afford it.
Yeah, there you go. They have insurance.
Yeah.
One other thing you should not do, especially if you're on a plane... You should not break into Whitney.
Take a shit?
Well, that too. You should not break out into singing Whitney Houston songs over and over and over again. You might get kicked off.
How can you get kicked off a plane?
Well, I'll tell you. An American Airlines flight made an emergency stop due to an unruly passenger. The woman disrupted the flight, in part, by belting out Whitney Houston songs. The woman was being disruptive and was removed from the plane for interfering with the flight crew. Airport spokesman Joe McBride said... there was a federal air marshal on the aircraft who subdued the woman and put her in cuffs and removed her from the plane. As she was leaving the plane, she crooned, and guess which Whitney Houston song?
I Will Always Love You.
There you go. You got it. Which was written by Dolly Parton. Both Parton and Houston performed the song. So.
I wonder if they always have to say that. People always have to say that when they talk about Whitney Houston's song. That it was written by Dolly Parton.
it was really unnecessary for this particular story. We know. Well,
I like Dolly Parton.
One other song, actually,
I think Jessica Simpson wants to be Dolly Parton.
No. I don't know how to respond to that. Actually, speaking of Dolly Parton, here's a fun fact I know. Not really related to anything we've been talking about so far, but I found out yesterday that the song Islands in the Stream, as performed by Dolly Parton and Beard Guy, Kenny Rogers.
Beard Guy.
was actually written by the Bee Gees. Fun fact. And we're not even playing the facts game.
You just know stuff, Eric.
I read it on the internet. So this is a story about baby names. And Alberta, which is a place where we live. For the third year in a row, what do you think the top male baby name is in Alberta?
Oscar.
No. Oscar. That's a weird one.
Those people have been naming their babies Oscar.
Maybe
I don't
next
know.
Year.
Dominic. No?
No.
We'll
give you one more choice and we'll move on with this story.
I don't know.
Okay, for the third year in a row, Liam is Alberta's most popular baby boy's name, while Emma became the top choice for baby girls. In 2012, 281 families chose the name Liam, and 299 families introduced a new Emma to the world, taking the name from the third to the first on the list of popular girls' names.
Olivia seems to be a popular girl's name.
We'll see. Actually, yeah, I think that's also on the list. Place names were a popular choice for baby monikers, including the following: Cairo, Boston, Rio, Denver, Memphis, and Israel for boys, and Montana, Alabama, Ireland, Jersey, Germany, and Alberta for girls. Among the one-of-a-kind names chosen for Alberta newborns were Precious, Dancing Sunflower, that's Dancing Dash Sunflower, Rainy Day, and that's spelled R-H-A-N-E-Y dash Day, Shy Dash Angel, Beautiful, and this is unfortunate for this young girl, Skeeter, for girls.
Isn't that like from a TV show, Skeeter?
I don't know. As she's going to have to live with that.
That's from like Saved by the Bell. Isn't there that guy named Skeeter on it?
Possibly.
With the guy with the curly hair who's kind of...
Oh, dirty. Screech.
Screech. Oh, never mind.
And for one-of-a-kind boys' names, we have Thunderbolt, Little, Horizon, Brave, and Icarus for boys. Alberta can also lay claim to its own royal babies' names, with names like King, Prince, and Lord appearing for boys, and the name Princess registered 12 times. I call her Princess.
Wow. You can do that? You can name your kid like Prince and King in Alberta?
Yeah, because remember that story where we were reading a while back from, I think it was New Zealand, that you weren't allowed to...
But maybe it's because they have the monarch there, well, and we don't really have that here.
No, we do. We're part of the
no, we're not.
Commonwealth.
No.
The queen's on her fucking coins.
Yeah, but we're not, like, we don't do stuff with them.
Well, they're...
If we do stuff with them, why can't we vote for Eurovision?
Actually, that's a good
fucking
point.
Fucking shit. Come on.
Yeah, you're making... Okay, well, I'll write this down and look that up later, because that is bullshit.
We should email them.
Yeah.
Like 100 times.
1,000 times. Music, spirituality, nature, politics, and celebrity names seem to have inspired some families with names such as Lyric, Symphony, and Chorus, Divinity, Eternity, and Heaven, Cedar, Wren, and Rainbow, Nixon, Kennedy, and Reagan.
You know what Wren is from? Margaret Atwood's book.
Like, that's W-R-E-N? That's the way it's spelled here.
Oh, no. I think it was R-E-N.
Okay.
But one of her characters in her book is named Wren. It's after an extinct bird.
Ah. Nixon, Kennedy, and Reagan, and Adele, Lennon, and Hendrix. And there's at least one Minaj appearing on the list.
Can we name our next baby Bush?
No.
That'd be so bad.
Some parents were creative with punctuation and spelling. Brooklyn had variations, including Brooklyn with an L-I-N, Brooklyn with an L-E-N, Brooklyn, that's with an E-L-Y-N. Okay, anyways, Brooklyn.
See, that's why I kind of just like what we named our son, because it's so short and it's so simple.
Yeah. Even a baby can say it.
Yeah.
Boo.
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 So for our next child, we need to come up with another name that is so simple and basic.
Yeah.
I don't know what, though.
Single syllable. All right, well.
We should just name our kid M, like after the James Bond character.
That is a good idea.
Because that's just one letter. That's as short as it gets, Eric.
Yeah. Here's a story about something I would never want.
Can you name your kid Money?
I don't know. dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah.
Here's a story about something I would want Rochelle to never, ever do to me.
Spousal spat about fart on your face left a woman behind bars after she allegedly hit her husband and bit him, too.
Did she bite you in the genitals as well?
He says she's sorry for the pain she caused.
This is a new one. New tonight. Here's Maria Medina with what happened at a rodeo. Gotta say, I haven't heard of anything like this before.
Well, listen to this. The suspect, a woman from Rough and Ready, is accused of roughing up her husband because he made her leave the rodeo early.
Is it true that she bit you on the hand and bit you in the genitals?
She bit me right there.
Anthony Hill is still healing, but he says he's standing by his alleged attacker, his wife.
I believe it was something we could have handled on our own.
So you regret calling 911 is what you regret then?
Yes.
Hill's wife, Christina Salinas, didn't want to talk on camera, but Hill told us the assault followed a series of stressful events in their lives, including the fact Salinas' ex-husband is now living with them.
Whoa. No, under no circumstances should that ever.
Did anything come to that? Yeah. That is.
Okay. I don't care if he's basically homeless. That's his problem. I'm sorry. There's no. Whoa.
No way. No. You just don't do that. You don't do that to yourself. There's some things you don't do, and that's one of the things that you just don't do.
Yeah, that's not cool. Anyways.
Is now living with them. So Sunday was supposed to be a fun night out.
We've been drinking.
Salinas' husband says their argument started here where they hold the Penn Valley Rodeo. He wanted to leave early. She wanted to stay and dance.
We got back from the rodeo. We got into an argument.
Hill told Nevada County Sheriff's investigators his wife grabbed two kitchen knives. Her ex convinced her to put them down. But when Hill tried to make a getaway with her four kids in the car, she ran out and allegedly attacked Hill.
Did she bite you in the genitals as well?
Yeah.
But Hill is defending Selena, saying he made a mistake too by calling 911. He says this is what they do.
I've assaulted her before in arguments.
So when you assault each other, you guys keep it private? You don't call 911,
well,
is what you're saying?
Work it out. And I went beyond that.
And Hill also told deputies his wife hit her daughter in the head several times. Tonight he told me that wasn't true. Now, although Salinas didn't want to go on camera, she did admit she was in, quote, big trouble.
You think? This sounds like a really fucked up family, to say the least.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it's like they're fighting with each other. So she's... Now, everybody thinks that she's the one who's hurting him, but then he said that he hurts her, too.
Like, up until that point, I'm like, oh, maybe he's just, like, a nice guy, and he's just married a crazy bitch. But then he's like, yeah, sometimes I've assaulted her, too.
Yeah, but you know what? They probably just need to stay away from that much alcohol. Like, maybe it's the alcohol that seems to be instigating those things.
I don't know. Alcohol plus crazy equals bit dick, apparently.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
If I bit you in the dick, you would probably...
Game over. Game over.
But why would I want to hurt something that I like?
I know. Like, that is like... It's like...
That's a catch-22.
Exactly. That, like, we're both fucked. That happens.
No,
like,
we're both not fucked.
Well, there you go. Actually, good point. It's like, well, you bit it. Well, it's useless for me, and it's also useless for you, so deal with it.
Right. Oh, but it's okay because she has her ex-husband there, so she's got two dicks in the house.
Oh, man. That is like the weirdest situation.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Right. Anyway.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, my advice to those people, just get divorced and just deal with it.
Yeah,
just
stay away from each other.
Or else stay away from alcohol and see if that helps. There you go. Advice 101 from Rochelle. I'm not qualified to give advice.
But we
dish it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. No, I'm doing that too soon. Right? If you have something you want to send us, we have an email address. It's info@tiptaptip.com. That's where you can send us stuff. And what is stuff, you're asking yourself? Well, I will tell you what stuff is. Stuff is emails and links and stories and fun things you want to send by the internet. We like getting it. Again, info@tiptaptip.com. If you like this show, you can make it grow by doing the following. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your crazy neighbor who bit the other person's dick. Tell them, hey.
No, don't tell them.
Okay, tell them. No, don't tell them that.
Don't tell the crazy people.
But tell
The cool people.
Tell cool people to listen to TipTapTip.com.
Tell the nice people.
Tell the nice people. Tell them, check it out. What else we got? We got the things and the...
Nothing. It's the end of the show. We don't got anything because it's the end. It's over.
That's it. We're done. Give us a good rating on the iTunes.
You already said that. You're falling apart, Eric. You're falling apart.
I'm done. Okay. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
You already said that. I'm just joking.
My name is Eric.
You did already say that, though.
Okay, bye.
Yes, bye.
All right, bye.